The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. It's been a couple of weeks because of the Labor Day holiday and me being away, but I'm very pleased to have David Trainer back on the show. David, of course, is president of New Constructs, and at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. We take a look with David each week at something that is dangerous. And what makes something dangerous? Typically, it's that when you dig in at the footnotes level, you find out that the picture that most people are seeing, the one from the top down, it's presenting a picture that's not quite accurate. Of course, very few people dig in at the footnotes level. In fact, David is pretty much the one I know who does it the most. And by the way, if you're interested in learning more about New Constructs and their services, some of their services are now available at Thomson One and some other services. So you can check that out and get more information at newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Netflix.
Danger, danger.
Netflix. It's NFLX. This is not this stock's first time in the danger zone. You've had some interesting timing in terms of you've pointed out dangers and Netflix has taken some tumbles. So what's bringing it back around now? And is it just that, like, hey, the stock kind of came back off of where it had gone down to? Or, you know, what's driving the bus here today?
You're right. This, I think it's the third time in the danger zone. And you're right. Typically, after it's been in the danger zone, it goes down, but it keeps popping back up. And the reason our team got together and said it's time to do Netflix again, because, look, we like to keep it fresh, but we think there's been a change in the prevailing dialogue about Netflix. Research firm Macquarie downgraded it. We've heard other folks in the media and on Wall Street questioning the valuation. We don't know when the tipping point's going to hit, Chuck, but when it does, when enough people recognize sort of what's behind the curtain here, the stock has a long way to go. I mean, it's at almost 100 bucks now, 97. We think it goes to 24, 25 bucks.
Wow.
You know, once people recognize the facts are that there have been no profits, right? Free cash flow is like a negative 3.6 billion since 2010. Profit margins are declining. Content obligations are growing faster than revenue. So future costs are growing faster than revenue. Membership growth is decelerating. There's more competition with cheaper prices. Every time they try to raise prices, they see a further decline in subscriber growth. And we can talk about valuation all you want, because this stock is the poster child. I do webinars on Netflix showing how our discounted cash flow model reveals how overpriced the stock is.
But why has the stock been able to defy gravity? I mean, that ultimately is the thing. You know, we've always said market can remain irrational longer than we can remain solvent. So this is a stock that, as you pointed out, needs to come crashing down. And yet it hasn't, or every time it started to, it just winds up turning around a little bit. So, you know, how long can this thing defy gravity? And why is it defying gravity?
It's defying gravity because it's popular, and a lot of the Wall Street analysts are vying for the banking business that comes from a company that is losing, you know, $3.6 billion every few years, right? There's a lot of banking business, right, because you got to raise capital to fund the operations. And so, you know, Wall Street's going to be blah, 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 you know, happy, 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 buy, buy, buy. you know, look, I did a CNBC interview, I don't know, a year and a half or so ago about Netflix, and I talked about how expensive it was and what kind of future profit growth was required to justify the stock price, and how I didn't even have to say how absurd it is, just say it on, you know, on face, you know, 25% for, you know, 20 years is, nobody's ever done that and probably ever will. And then the guy on the other side, I can't remember what research firm he was from, but the guy's response, the guy who was the bull and I was the bear, right, said, profits? Who cares about profits? So, you know, for whatever reason, Wall Street, CNBC, everyone has kind of been able to distract investors' eye from the ball when it comes to Netflix. And they can only do that for as long as investors want them to, right? You know, look, it's getting harder and harder to believe the story, especially as subscriber growth declines or decelerates. When people wake up, it's, you know, I can't predict that. It does seem to me that we are entering a more rational environment where investors in general, you know, are starting to care a little bit more about cash flow. Traditional technical strategies are breaking down. I don't, you know, I can't tell you exactly when, as I've admitted before, when it's going to come back to earth, when people are going to wake up and smell the coffee. But I wouldn't take the risk, you know, I wouldn't hold the stock in my portfolio in the hopes that they won't wake up and smell the coffee before I sell it. I just think that's a bad idea.
And again, as you pointed out, a valuation that you believe should be closer to about $25 a share, correct?
That's exactly right.
Massive haircut. It's Netflix, NFLX. And, well, you know, the way David just put it, you could look at it this way.
Wake up and smell the coffee percolating.
Well, and if you do, you'll get out before the troubles he sees happening again with the stock. It's NFLX, the Danger Zone pick this week. David Trainer is the president at New Constructs. For more information, to learn more about their Danger Zone pick, because they blog about it, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. David, thanks as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Looking forward to it, Chuck. Thank you.
The Money Life Market Call is next. Brian Peary from the Hennessy Funds will be in the house when we return right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.